This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's what the presidential candidates will know when they shake hands at tonight's debate. Barack Obama will know that John McCain just denounced him and that McCain's running mate claims Obama was, quote, palling around with terrorists. John McCain will know that Obama's campaign ads call him, quote, erratic, one of many apparent references to the Republicans' age. Knowing that about each other, they will smile and share a stage tonight. They'll take questions from voters in Nashville. We have two reports on the debate preliminaries, starting with NPR's Scott Horsley.
John McCain is trailing in national polls, and the recent focus on the economy hasn't helped him. So McCain has gone on the offensive with a tactic he first tried over the summer, painting Barack Obama as too risky to be president. At a campaign rally in New Mexico yesterday, McCain told supporters his own strengths and weaknesses are well known after a quarter century in Washington. But he suggested there are still unanswered questions about the freshman senator he's running against.
All people want to know is, what has this man ever actually accomplished in government? What does he plan for America? In short, who is the real Barack Obama?
Running mate Sarah Palin sounded this same ominous theme over the weekend, reminding crowds of the loose ties between Obama and William Ayers, a member of the radical Weather Underground, responsible for deadly bombings in the 1960s. Ayers later became a professor in Chicago, where he served on the board of an educational project with Obama. McCain left the Ayers attacks to Palin, while he stuck to criticizing Obama's tax policies and his response to the mortgage mess behind the current financial turmoil. McCain argued that while he tried to crack down on problems at mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Obama was turning a blind eye.
Hear him talk now, you'd think he'd always oppose the dangerous practices at these institutions, but there is absolutely nothing in his record to suggest he did. Nothing. Zero. Zippo. Nada.
The Obama camp responded that while the Illinois senator didn't weigh in against Fannie and Freddie, he did sponsor legislation more than 2 years ago to combat mortgage fraud and discourage high-risk loans. The town hall format of tonight's debate is familiar to McCain, who's held more than 100 town hall meetings over the course of his campaign. McCain enjoys the give and take with ordinary voters, although it's not clear their questions will provide the opening he wants to press his attack on Obama's character. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Nashville.